God is so, so, so good.
Amen.
How many can remember the day or the night that the Lord got a hold of your heart? He touched your heart. He sent a love to you that is beyond man, beyond a mother and a dad, love. And God got your attention. You know, the Lord's tried in many different ways to get people's attention. He'll come in the dreams in the middle of the night and give them a dream. I'll tell you, you can see God in so many areas. You can hear Him, hear His voice in a little bird song. You can hear the Lord in the rippling of the little water in the streams. Oh, God, I tell you, God is good. And I'd like to do a part two, as Brother Ronnie said. The caring love of God. God cares more for us than we really, really realize He does. He loves us with an everlasting love. No wonder the Bible said, it's not my will that any perish, but all come to repentance and have that life. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to John 3:16. And I'd like to teach for just a little bit on the caring love of God for us. Now remember, when Jesus rose from the dead, He appeared to Mary Magdalene. He said, I have not yet ascended to my God and your God. But listen to what He says. And to my Father and your Father. How many is glad for a heavenly Father?
Yes.
Oh, praise God. He's real. God is real. He's the Creator. But I'm glad that He's my Father. Now I want you to notice now. I want to just, a lot of times we hear the preacher preach. We read through our Bible, but we read over it. But I want to dig it out. John 3:16. Notice, Jesus Himself is speaking this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What was Jesus saying to us? God so loved you. He loved you so much that He sent me. You may be seated. He loved you so much that He sent me. And I was willing to come and leave the glory world, leave my Father's right-hand side, leave my throne, leave all the holy angels' praises to come down unto you. Thank God He loved me that much. Woo. He sent me. Jesus is saying, will you believe on me to have eternal life? For God sent not His Son. God didn't send me into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Praise God. Jesus is speaking here. I didn't come to condemn you. I did not come to cancel you out and turn you away. But I came to save you and give you eternal life. Praise be to the Lord. Ain't you glad when you did call on Him and say, I believe in you, Lord Jesus, and I know that you died for me. How many knows that He won't cast anybody out? Hallelujah. Just raise our hand and praise Him for the love of Almighty God and His Son. Jesus came to reveal His Father unto us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to the Lord. I want you to know what my Father's like. That's what Jesus is saying. When you look at me, when you see me, you've seen the Father in action. Hallelujah to God. Lord, Romans 5:6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, in the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. But He commendeth His love, which means He demonstrated His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes.
When we were yet without strength. I want you to know today, I could not save myself. You could not save yourself. You could not deliver your own soul from sin. Our heart was corrupt. We were sinners without God. We had the Adamic nature inside. We were lost and separated away from God. But ain't you glad that Jesus can reach down and touch your heart? I had no strength. Listen, I was in a horrible pit of miry clay. I could not get out of it. I could not save myself. I even spoke to myself, I need to quit these drugs. I'm tired of the rock music. I'm tired of the world. But I could not straighten my life out. Hey, Lord, I even told myself, I remember when I was filling orders for grocery stores, and Brother Bill, I pushed that big buggy down through there. I had an invoice of Kroger and Foodland and A&P stores, and I would fill those all those cases and groceries and stuff and help load them on. And I went back way back in one of those aisles, and there was a dusty rack right there, Brother Ronnie, and it had dust all over it. If you could have seen my soul, I did not even want to live. I didn't feel like living. And I took this finger right here. God only knows the misery that was in my soul. The drugs was eating me up. Sister Kathleen, I walked over to that. Nobody around. It was a huge warehouse. And with my index finger, I wrote in the dust, I quit. What I was doing, I was a battling with my own soul on the inside. What I was saying, I need to quit. I need to quit these drugs. I need to quit this alcohol. I'm tired of it. Oh, Lord, I quit. But I tell you, I could not quit. Hey, Lord, I needed God to help me. How many knows the Spirit of God can reach and get a hold of the heart? Raise your little hand. The blood of Jesus, it still flows. It still cleanses. That royal crimson stream of blood. Jesus came that we could live and have life more abundantly. Give him a wave offering. I could not quit the sin. I could not save myself. I couldn't change my own heart. But when I knelt down on my knees and I don't honor a prayer, I said, God, help me. I said, if you will help me, I will serve you. And I'm telling you, on that night on bended knees in 1974, there was a hand that reached further down than I could ever reach up. I told the Lord I needed help. I said, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And there's something about that red blood. It washed my heart that was black as coal, and it made it white as the noonday snow. Hallelujah, where'd my sins go? They're washed away.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Woo! They're gone. My past is gone. A 20-year-old boy. Woo! And the world was in my heart. I could not save myself. I could not change myself. You know, everybody battles with something. Everybody has a battle. And the biggest thing we need is to see our need. Lord, I want to be better. Lord, I want to do better. Lord, I need you in my heart to help me live so I can go to heaven. Jesus, you know, if we're honest with the Lord, he'll be honest with us.
That's right. Amen.
No matter what our hang-ups are, what our faults and what our failures are. Listen, I don't care how many years in sin that you have went and spent in sin. You might have been away from God for many, many, many years. You might have experienced a lot of things in your life. But God can change it just in a twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
He could write the slate clear, just clean it like that and make a brand new you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Can you say, thank you, Jesus, that you can make me new? I feel him in the house today. You can make me new, Lord. You can save me. You can give me the peace and the joy that I'm looking for. I tell you, there's a longing in everybody's heart. You can sit right here today. You know that there's a longing in your heart. You want something that'll really, really satisfy you. I tell you what, happiness is what the world gives. Come on. Happiness is taken from the word happenstance. Things have to happen good for you to be happy. But I'm telling you, when you got Jesus and you got afflictions and you're going through trials, you've got joy. I said, you've got joy. The world is happy just for a little season, but the season goes. But I'm telling you, this joy that I found almost 52 years ago, it still goes and it goes and it goes. I told Brother George for Brother Jason's church, I said, if it comes my time to go and I live several more years and I'm on the deathbed, if I can't raise my hand on my own strength, would somebody pick my arm up and lift my hand up and let me praise him on the way out? Can you just lift your hand? Let me praise you, Lord, for the rest of the days that I have left. Hallelujah. How many can say God's been good to me? God's been so good to me. He's got joy to give you, everlasting life to give you. I'm glad that I can smile. The world has got a frown. When the alcohol, the drugs wear off, they're miserable. I'm telling you, I get up in the morning and I say, thank you, Jesus. I can march up and down that long hall of mine in the house and raise my hand and just worship the Lord. I tell you, Sister Anita, sometimes I get happy and I run through my own house and I praise the Lord. He's alive. And he is saying today, my Jesus is alive. That grave could not hold him. Hey Lord, he came out with power and the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He's alive. Where is he, Brother Tommy? He's at the right hand of the Father. And he came right down and he dwells in my heart. He's in my heart. You'll feel the witness there and the connection when Jesus really lives in your heart. You'll feel it. You won't doubt it. You may have your problems and days of affliction. Sister Sherry, he's sweet. He brought you a long way already. Yes, he has. Thank you, Lord. How many loves the Lord? Because he first loved me when I was without strength. In due time, just in the right time, he came to me. Glory. God knows where to find you.
Amen.
He knows right where you're at.
Yes.
Yes.
He can speak to you. He can come right where you are and deal with your heart. He knows your condition. He knows all about your soul. Shoo! Praise God. He that spared not his own son, that's Heavenly Father, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Yes.
We brought out in last week's lesson, does God really care about us weak and needy human beings?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Does he know and really care about little old me? God. So many Christians today picture God as far away, that he's hard to reach, that you can't really draw near to him. What we're doing in this lesson is looking at the heart of God and his son Jesus.
Yes.
If I could wrap it all up in one sentence, it would be, God, my Father, and Jesus, His Son, really cares about you and me.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I'm so glad, Brother J.D., I got a better place to go to when this life is over. Oh, Lord, oh, God. It's sad, but the people of this world think God is mean. He's hard, that you can't really please Him. But to us who are saved and forgiven, He is a sweet Heavenly Father.
Yes, amen.
Can I tell you today, the Bible portrays Him as a most loving, caring, and merciful God.
Yes.
That always has you in mind.
Amen.
Yes, He does. So much so that He gave us Jesus to die on a cross for our sins and give us eternal life. God did not hold back, but He gave His best.
Right. Amen.
When He gave His Son to save you, to get you to heaven, God gave His best.
Yes.
The Lord cares about your condition. He cares about your soul and your eternal welfare. He wants it to be well with you.
Yes.
Yes, He does. He wants you to be spiritually blessed and have hope down deep inside of you, that you know that you've got a better place to go.
Amen.
To heaven. How much does God care, preacher? How much does God care? Let's push rewind right now. You'll like this. And go back to the beginning. How many knows that God is omnipotent?
Yes.
He has all power. He is omniscient, which means He knows and has all knowledge of everything.
Right.
Nothing's hid from Him.
Right.
He knows everything. Whew. He is omnipresent, which means He is present everywhere.
Right.
Heaven is His throne, and the earth is His footstool. There is nowhere that you could ever go what you could not find God. You are never far away from His sight. When you go to bed of a night, His eyes are up on you. When you get up the next morning, He sees you. Aren't you glad of that? He knows all about me. He knows that I'm frail. He knows sometimes that I need help. Thank you, Lord. And He's not there to push me away. But when I reach up to Him, He reaches down to me. Thank you, God. How many's ever had the Lord to reach down to you?
Amen.
When nobody else could help you?
Yes.
Nobody else could touch you like Jesus can.
Right.
Yes.
Nobody. I don't know. I've got a spiritual mind, and I thank God that God gave it to me like that. I remember this past fall, I got up and went into the kitchen there and rolled the curtains back. Real heavy dew had fell that night. I said, Mary, come here and look at my apple tree. It's probably about 25 yards away from the window. And they was the biggest dewdrops on those limbs that looked like diamonds. And just big old drops of dew, water, clear as a crystal. I watched when the sun come up in the east, it comes up and just shines toward that apple tree and toward our deck and our window. I watched and got my binoculars. Listen, I watched as the sun rays hit those crystal clear little water droplets. God knows I'm telling you the truth. I saw little rainbows inside of the drop of water.
Yeah.
Only God can do that.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy sakes. How many could say, Jesus? I tell you, it ain't far that you can look all around you. You can see God.
Yes.
We understand the creator by looking at His creation.
Right.
Oh, God, you can see him in a little baby smile. Hallelujah to God. You know, we had a huge snow that covered several states all around us. And some of us couldn't get out of our house. I went out here a while back, and I took a magnifying glass, and I looked down on the rail of my deck, the snowflakes. Scientists said, and I've got a book about this thick, it's got full color pictures in it. They say that not two snowflakes are alike. Trillions and trillions and quadrillions of snowflakes fall from the sky. The little water droplets that are in the clouds. Listen, the clouds empty its cargo. And those little water droplets, as it descends on its way to the ground, as it hits and the wind hits it, it carves its own little design into a snowflake. Whoosh, my gracious sakes. 6 points in every little snowflake. Beautiful in design. We got over 8 billion people in our world. And not a two is exactly alike. They say identical twins, the mother can tell the difference between them. Over 8 billion people, every one of them has their own distinct fingerprint. Not two fingerprints alike from two different people. Every voice, they say, if they put it on a recorder, every voice, though it sounds like somebody else's voice, but you look at the graft of it, everybody's voice is different from all of the others. Every iris in your head, of your pupil, your eyeball, every one of them is different. Oh God, what kind of a creator do we serve? How many knows he knows all about us? Scripture says he's numbered our steps between us and the grave. Hallelujah, he counts the hairs on our head. Praise be to the Lord. Let's just praise him right now and say, God, you know all about me. I'm a miracle. Hallelujah. You're here tonight, you're a miracle. God formed you in your mother's belly. He gave you your own unique design. Hallelujah. He knew what size shoe I would wear, a size 12D. God already knew it. He knew what color your eyes would be before you was ever born. Does he love me, preacher? Does he know me? Am I important to him? Hey, Lord. He knew what kind of color hair that I would have. Oh, praise the Lord. I believe he looked down in the future and he says, I'm going to deal with that boy right there. I'm going to get a hold of him. Raise your hand and say, I'm glad he got a hold of me, Brother Tommy. I'm glad, I'm glad. I was made and created for a purpose to love and serve the Lord. Am I important to God?
Yes.
Yes, you are. You are no accident. Everyone is here for a purpose. You know what your purpose is? To know him, to come to him, and to know him and serve him. You're here for a purpose. How do you picture God? Do you view the God of this universe? How do you view him? By the Bible, we see him as the creator. In the beginning, he created the heaven and the earth. This vast universe, the sun, moon, and stars, he spoke them into existence. Flung them out into space with the span of his hand, and he set their orbits. How could anyone ever doubt him and deny that he's real?
Man.
Listen to this. A little boy came to the pastor after service one night and asked him, said, Pastor, where did God come from? Little boy. Pastor bent over, looked the little boy in the eye. He said, Son, God came from nowhere. For there was nowhere for God to come from, because he's always been. No beginning, no end. Oh my, he's always been. That's hard for our minds to fathom. Son, God came from nowhere. There was nowhere for God to come from because he's always been. The little boy looked puzzled and the preacher said, and this God that came from nowhere, he stood on nothing, for there was nowhere for him to stand. And standing on nothing, he reached out to where there was nowhere to reach. He created this vast universe. He spoke into existence the sun, moon, and stars. He made this big earth. He hung it on nothing, and he told it to stay there. Told it to stay there. This same God is able to turn nothing and take nothing and turn it into something. He can take a good for nothing and a nobody and turn him or her into somebody to go and tell everybody that there is a God that loves us and he cares. Praise be to the Lord. Yes, I was nothing when I came to Jesus. Nothing could I ever do, oh Lord, to merit that eternal life. Holy God, how many in this house has been touched by God? You've been saved, you've been healed, and you've been delivered. How many seen the hand of God move? How many's ever felt the Holy Ghost? I tell you, when you feel that convicting power and that drawing power, there's nothing ever can take its place. Praise the Lord. There is a witness that he's real.
Yes.
I can't deny him.
No.
God loves us so much and wants us to know him, that he put evidence everywhere that we look. Creation cries, there is a creator.
Yes.
With intelligent design. The Bible says, Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. God spoke. He's got power to speak and bring into existence things. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. How big is God, preacher? He's big. When he created this big earth, he made it 24,901 miles around the center of it. The Lord took it and spun it upon its axis. And now we're on this earth spinning at over 1,000 miles an hour. And not a one of us are spun off in the surface. How many knows God is accurate?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Does he know me, preacher? Does he love me, preacher? Is he concerned? Does he have a purpose for me, preacher? You better believe that he does. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. It gives us our day and night as the earth spins. While we're here in this Sunday school, you can't go out of here today and say, God don't know me.
Mom.
God don't recognize me. Whew, Lord, I feel him. I could just about take right down them steps out yonder. God sees you. There ain't one sparrow that could ever fall to the ground without your heavenly Father. He knoweth our stature. if he's that accurate, to spin it. Listen, over 1,000 miles an hour, while you're sitting here, this earth, this Sunday school class, is traveling 67,000 miles an hour through the universe, making our 365-day circuit around the sun, giving us our four seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. I want you to know that our God is accurate and true. Yes. The sun is 93 million miles away from this earth. God knew, listen, scientists say if that sun was 1 degree closer to earth, 1 degree, it would melt. We would burn up. If that sun ball, if the earth was 1 degree farther away, the earth would freeze. How accurate is he?
Yes.
I'm going to answer a question. I'm going to ask a question. Does God see me here in this service today?
Yes.
If he's that accurate. Yep. If he cares about, scientists have got the sophisticated telescopes and their measurement machines, and they say that every planet, every star, as it rotates and it travels through the solar system, every star has its own voice. They say that they had tuned in to all the stars and point. They had their own frequency. Brother Ron, where's that scripture at over there in Psalms that says, let the heavens rejoice. Let the sun give him praise. Let the stars of light has their own voice praising their creator. Raise your little hand right now. God made me. Hallelujah. Creation praises him. The birds praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't want to be left out. Sister Sheila, I want to praise him. He's been too good to me. Oh, can we all just right now just wave our hand to the Lord and say, God, you created me for a purpose, Lord. You created me to get praise out of me. The planets and the stars, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord in the height of this firmament. Ye angels, stars of light, praise God. He sees you. He sees every one of us right here today.
Yes.
Oh God. So many people, they try to explain God away in our age and our generation. They don't recognize him. They don't see him in the little things. Listen to the words. It's been a long time, I think, since Mary has sung it. What else could God do? In a book called the Bible, God sent to us his word, and in so many other ways, his gentle voice is heard. The singing birds, the whispering winds, or the rippling waters blue. But if we still don't know him, what else can God do? I love you, Lord. I love you. Can you love him? I love you. Oh, I love you, Lord. Praise God. What else could God do that he hasn't done? Just to seek and to save us, he gave his only son. To wandering souls, he whispers, after all my love for you, if you still don't come to me, what else can I do? A crowd across the hill creates a picture in my mind of the greatest act of love a searching heart could ever find. When heaven hid its face because angels, God and angels could not bear to watch a Savior dying for a world that did not care. Can anyone answer me this question? Why did God create this big earth and put man upon it? Why did he make me preacher? God's calling. God's calling to this generation. He's calling to men and women, boys and girls. Come to me. Come to me and I'll show you great and marvelous things that you know not. I'll give you treasures. I'll give you true riches. I'll put something down in your soul. Oh God, you've never had before. Someone read for me Revelation 4 and 11.
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
All things. All things. Sister Anita, if I had it to do over, I would have given God my heart when I was a lot younger. I would have served him way before I did. I can't explain to you some of the blessings I had got down through the years, honest to goodness. It felt like, now, you know, everybody gets blessed different. I know that. Some shout, some hardly ever cries, and some will clap their hand, raise their hands, or whatever. But I feel like I really get somewhere when the tears just flow. I'm a crybaby. I'm a crybaby. To feel his touch and to feel his spirit, there is nothing in the world. There's a peace there. Peoples are looking for peace, and they need peace in their hearts, their life, their home. Can you slip your little hand? Jesus, there's peace in you. Oh, there's love in you, Lord. I'll give you the treasures of darkness, God says, if you'll just serve me. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, and yea, I have made him. All right, I save the best for the last. Are you ready for it? Turn with me into Psalms 139. Listen now as David pens this psalm. By the inspiration of God, God's Spirit, the Holy Ghost, David penned this psalm to get us to see God's knowledge and power in the intricate design of our body and our frame. O Lord, thou hast searched me and what?
Knowing
me. He knows me. Say it with me. God knows me. Holy. Holy. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. What's David saying? The Holy Ghost is revealing to him his very life, his very makeup. Lord, you know every move I make. Oh, God, he knows every move I make. You see me all through the day, all through the night. You know, oh Lord, when I sit down, and you know when I get back up on my feet. You know when I go to bed of a night and when I can't sleep. You understand my thoughts afar off. You know, oh Lord, my troubles, what troubles me. You know all about my worries. You know all about my fears. Why do we say that our way is hid from the Lord? God, you know the way that I take, and you know every step that I take. He knows me. Stay with me. Oh God, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, oh Lord, thou knowest it all together. If God knows everything that we say, I want my mouth filled with his praise. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Can I tell you, our words can elevate us, or they can bring us low. Our words can build up our spiritual life, or they can tear us down to rock bottom. Listen, our spoken words can bring curses, or they can bring blessings. We can speak words of faith that'll brighten our outlook, or we can bring a cloud of doubt by the way we talk and what we say. But I want to uplift God in praise and in worship. I'll take the praise any day. I will take the worship. I will exalt him. I will lift him up. I'm going to raise your head and say, dear Lord, you know the words that are in my mouth.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know we all have trouble. Sometimes we complain, we grumble about things. We do. We have our trials and all. But I really believe what prayer alone can't do, and prayer can change people and change things. Listen, but what prayer alone can't do, praise will bring it down. I believe it with all of my heart. Brother George, I was telling him, we was talking about the Lord. I was on the phone an hour and 15 minutes with him. We was having church and everything. I said, Brother George, I don't know about you how you start your prayers, but I try to always start mine with thanksgiving.
Yes.
There's just something about thanking him. I told Sister Sheila on the phone. Me and Mary talked to her yesterday. This little boy, he come to the altar, or he come to church one night. He was discouraged. He just, I'm just going to quit. Look, fella, I'm going to stay home from now on. I'm just going to quit. He said, before I do, he said, I'll just go up there to the altar. And he said, I'll just thank God for all that he's done, what all he's done and what he's given me. Real discouraged. He got up there and he knelt down on the altar. He said, Lord, he said, I just want to thank you for mommy and daddy and my home. Thank you for the food I eat and the bed I sleep in. Thank you for the clothes I wear. He's just thanking God for all these little things that he had and everything. He started crying. Tears just rolling down his face. He said, God, he said, I know what I said. He said, but you've been so good to me. I ain't going to quit. Raise your little hand and praise him. You've been so good to me. I ain't going to quit. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. I told Brother George, I thank him. I start off. And honest, a lot of times when I do that, Sister Anita, I thank him for my home. I thank him for our material blessings. I thank him for our automobiles. I thank him for the food, the clothes. I said, Lord, I thank you for the health that I do have. Thank you for our marriage. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for every time that you blessed me and every time that you've touched me. I thank you for saving me. And it ain't very long, honest, the tears welled up in my eyes. When you get to that point that you're glad, you're thankful, and you love him, and I love you, Lord, for that, and I praise you for that, then you can put your petitions up, raise your hand. Then you can ask God. Then you can seek him and tell him what you need. It works. It works. There's something about being a right attitude and a right spirit of thanksgiving and a gladness of heart. You just feel like God's listening to you. And you're going to ask him, and he's going to help you. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to finish this right fast. Oh, Jesus. God said, I create the fruit of the lips. Isaiah 57:19, I create the fruit of the lips. What you speak. When you speak good, the Spirit of God will create good. There's just something about praise and thanksgiving that the Lord will bring the blessing and bring the fruit into your soul.
Yeah.
Verse 5. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Whew! Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high that I cannot attain unto it. The Lord goes before me, is what David has said, and surely goodness and mercies are following me all the days of my life. Listen to this, verse 7. Whither, where shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Where could I ever go to be out of God's watchful eye? He sees every little sparrow and his eyes upon me. David said in verse 8, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. The word hell in the Hebrew here is Sheol, which means the place of the departed dead, where the spirits of the dead would go. He said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Can I tell everybody in this house, distance will never separate you from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A backslider can never outrun the Spirit of the Lord. God will find you. Raise your hand. God knows where you're at. If you've backed up, if you've gotten discouraged, if you've quit, if you've wandered away, if you've drifted away, God knows right where you are. You can take the wings of the morning and fly out to the smallest island, way out in the middle of the ocean. Hey, Lord, to try to get away from that convicting power in the Spirit of God. But God would be right there on that island. How many knows that His eyes are up on us and He knows us?
Yes.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You can't outrun Him. Dear soul, you can't hide from God.
Right.
He sees you. He knows right where you are. David said in verse 11, as I wrap this up, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Here's where I want to get when I close it. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb.
Yeah.
How far back can you trace the knowledge of God for you? The Lord told Jeremiah when he called him to preach, to be a prophet. Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet. David goes on, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Listen, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Oh, God, thine eyes
did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned. Somebody finish that for the rest of it.
When as yet there was none of them.
All of my members were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Woo! What's God, what's David by the Holy Ghost revealing to us? I was curiously wrought. The Lord designed me. He knitted me together. Every little atom of my being, he set my stature, how tall I'd be, the color of my eyes. He knew and formed every cell that would make up my human body, whether I would be a right-handed or I would be left-handed. God gave each of us our own unique voice and our distinct fingerprint. Oh, Lord, listen. He wrote all of our members in his book before they ever were made or came together. Can I tell you, here's where I'm stopping. Can I tell you, if God loved David when he created him in his mother's belly and had a plan for him, and if he loved Jeremiah before he was formed in the womb, listen, and if he loved me and he cared about me before I was born, how much more does he love me now? Raise your little hand and praise him. If he loved me in the womb, he loves me right now. Oh, God. Holy, 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 holy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He knows you. As I close, he knows you. He knows you. He knew you then before you was born. Listen, he knows right where you are now.
Yes.
He cares about each and every one of us, regardless how weak you're listening.
Yes.
No matter how weak you feel you are, or frail or unworthy, regardless of your faults, he's there to help you. How precious, as David ends up, are thy thoughts unto me, O God, and how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. And when I awake, I'm still with thee. When I awake out of this dream, it's like a dream of thy great knowledge and power, I find that I'm still with you. I know him today. One more time. Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. For God so loved the world, he sent me. He sent me to you to give you eternal life. Praise God.